there are some people, some human beings, who say, who claim Bhagwan Rajneesh to be God. Some people, I didn't say Hindus. Hinduism doesn't say that Bhagwan Rajneesh is God. But there are some human beings, many of them, who claim Bhagwan Rajneesh to be God. Let's put this Bhagwan Rajneesh to the test of Surah Ikhlas. Kul huwallahu ahad. Test number one. Say is Allah one and only. Is Bhagwan Rajneesh one? There are thousands of men who have claimed to be God, especially the country where I come from, India. There are thousands of men who say they are God. Is he the only one? No. The second test. Allahu Samad. Allah, the absolute and eternal. We know from the biography of Rajneesh that Bhagwan Rajneesh, he was suffering from asthma, from diabetes mellitus, from chronic backache. Imagine Almighty God suffering from asthma, from diabetes mellitus, from chronic backache. The third test. Lam yalid walam yulad. He begets not, nor is he begotten. And we know that Bhagwan Rajneesh, he was born and he had a mother and father who later on became his own disciples. He was born in Jabalpur in India and his parents became his own disciples. In May 1981, Bhagwan Rajneesh goes to USA. And in the state of Oregon, he starts his own center called as Rajneeshpuram. And thousands of Americans and Europeans gather there. Later on, the American government arrests him and puts him in prison. Bhagwan Rajneesh claims that the American government gave me slow poisoning in spirit. In the prison, the American government gave me slow poisoning. Imagine Almighty God being slow poisoned. And later on, in 1985, he's kicked out of America and he comes back to India. And in the city of Pune, in the state of Maharashtra where I live, in the city of Pune, he starts his center, Rajneesh Neo Sanyas. And later on, he calls it as Osho Commune. If you go to his center, Osho Commune, he has thousands of Europeans and Westerners from all over the world. When you go to his Osho Commune, in his Samadhi, when the Hindus die, they put the ashes and they make a Samadhi. On his Samadhi is mentioned, Osho never born, never died, but visited the earth from the 11th of December 1931 to the 19th of January 1990. Never born, never died, but visited the earth from the 11th of December 1931 to the 19th of January 1990. They forgot to mention in his Samadhi that he was not given visas to 22 different countries of the world. Almighty God coming to visit the world and he requires visas to go to different countries. And the Archbishop of Greece said, if you don't take out Rajneesh and his followers from this country, we'll burn his house and the house of his disciples. And the last test, the fourth test, is so stringent that no one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can pass. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. There's nothing like him. The moment you can compare God to anything in this world, he's not God. We know Rajneesh, like the normal human beings. He had two hands, two legs, one nose, two eyes, a long beard. The moment you can compare God to anything in this world, he's not God. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Suppose someone says that God is 1,000 times stronger than Arnold Schwarzenegger. You heard the name Arnold Schwarzenegger, the person who got the title Mr. Universe, strongest man in the world. If someone says Almighty God is 1,000 times stronger than Arnold Schwarzenegger, the moment you can compare God to anyone, whether it be Arnold Schwarzenegger, whether it be King Kong, whether it be Dara Singh, whether it is 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, the moment you can compare God to anything in this world, he is not God. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. There's nothing like him. This is the four-line definition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to find out whether he's true God or not. So I request all the people, check up the God you're worshipping. If it passes the test of Surah Ikhlas, the true God. Otherwise, it's a fake God.